3 days away. Browns fans, get excited. In 3 days, the Browns play the most meaningful game they have played in years. At least six. Everybody's going back to 2007. So that puts 6 years.
It's a lot of years.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah.
And when you think that there are 16 games in a football season, we're talking nearly 100 games have gone by between the most meaningful games the Browns have played.
Lots
so this is exciting. This is exciting. I'm fired up. I know you are.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, we definitely want to hear some barks from the dog pound. Dino, we got any tweetage?
You mean like that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got some growls, but they're good growls.
Good.
All right, from Kevin Beard, at the underscore Kevin Beard, if the Browns beat the Bengals, who is your favorite to win a wide-open division?
If the Cleveland Browns win this game, I believe the Browns will become the favorite, and I'll tell you why I believe that. I think the momentum of this win carries them. They beat Pittsburgh at home. They beat the Jags at home, puts them at 7-5. And then knowing that they have the tiebreaker over Cincinnati,
right.
It gives them a very good shot. So if they win this game, I believe the winner of this game is the favorite to win the AFC North.
I think it has to be, because you're looking at, again, a Browns team that's now, you know, won two in a row and basically carries momentum from going back to that Kansas City game where the feel-good sense began. If this is a win, then this is the, you know, the possibility of 10 quarters of improvement for this team, as opposed to putting 10 quarters of football together, because it'll take every bit of that to win this game. And then it's a Bengals team that's lost three in a row. It's a Bengals team that's going to start questioning everything it's doing. And again, if it loses this game, it's likely because Andy Dalton didn't rebound from those two previous struggles. So I think a lot of things go into the point of who would feel like the favorite, even though, again, by the pure sense of the standings, it'll be a half game out. But I think the Browns will feel like they're running the show.
Well, and when you look at the schedule as well and you see what's coming up for the Browns, really, if they win this game, being able to go on the road, the only game they might have concerns about on the remainder of their schedule would be that maybe the game in New England. I would think that they would feel competitive against everybody else, that they would have the opportunity to beat Pittsburgh, to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, and hang with the Jets on the road and
Jets,
the Bears at home.
I think the Jets
game's
a big game.
Tough,
too. I don't think the Patriots or Jets games can be looked at as, you know, any easy marks.
No, not at all.
Right.
But I'm saying it gives them the confidence to know that they can play with just about anybody. And when you look at the schedule that remains for the Ravens, at the Bears, then the Jets, they still have at the Lions, the Patriots at home, and week 17 is Bengals-Ravens. So that's a mandatory loss for one of those two teams.
Right. No, a lot of this plays out the right way, I think, for this team in many ways. We want to thank Joe Banner for being a part of this show. And we want to thank Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon for participating in the roundtable, which, of course, is sponsored by and brought to you by Sam and Dave's in downtown Rocky River. Want to thank Jameer Howerton for sitting down with Buster Screen and joining us there. Want to thank Megan Rock for doing a great job on the tweets throughout the show. She'll be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap, which you'll see a little later today on ClevelandBrowns.com. Our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, also thank Gerard Cherry, coming up with Huli and Gerard next. Dave DiNatale, always great work. And callers, we didn't get any today, so step up your game. We'll get you tomorrow, because tomorrow's Call Your Shot Friday.
It is. Aren't people fired up? I mean, this is a big-time game.
Let's Call Your Shot Friday. Respond, folks. And you're also going to hear from Alex Shiner, the president of the Browns, on tomorrow's show as well. For Nathan Segura, I'm Vic Carucci. Thank you for being with us on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.